Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. Joining us in the studios this morning is the sustainability coordinator for NRRI, Ryan Huffmeyer, and the University of Minnesota Duluth's Natural Resources Research Institute is taking a look in the first surveying period for this year at frog populations. They're hanging out at Hartley, so that's what they're doing out there when you see them, and we'll find out a little bit more. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm a little curious about your work with frog populations because, of course, it was here in Minnesota a number of years back that folks first began to find, actually as part of a school trip, deformed frogs and realized that frogs are an indicator species for things going wrong in the environment. I realize you're just in the beginning or in the middle of this survey period, but what are you finding with frogs in our area?
So, yeah, this survey is it's a calling survey. So it's more you are listening. You're not actually looking at the frogs. It happens at night, so you're not really coming across the frogs. So as far as if people are seeing deformities in frogs and they are out there and they're seeing that stuff, they should definitely call the Natural Resources Research Institute and talk to Dr. Jennifer Oakler.
Okay.
She would be the one to direct those questions to.
So the calling survey, now here's where we really need Larry Weber to be our frog calling guy because he frequently does frog calls. I would imagine that do you consider yourself also a frog caller?
I'm not a caller. I'm a listener.
You're a listener. How do you go? You just go out and you listen quietly. You don't have to call frogs and have them try to...
Correct. But if they do get quiet, you can use technology. Most people have a phone. Most people have... You can easily get frog call apps very free where you can play the frog call and you can try to get them going if they're not. So what we're doing is we're just a small subset at Hartley Nature Center where we're being coordinating this frog monitoring through a larger... The larger national frog and toad monitoring surveys where they do them by points where they have routes on roads that people stop at different areas and they get out and they listen. So you're listening.
Kind of like the breeding bird survey, the Christmas bird counts.
Sure, there's points that they stop at and they get out and they listen and they're listening from a scale of 0 to 1.
Okay.
Zero meaning there's nothing. 1 meaning you can pick out that species. You hear it. It's just like a peep, peep. You know where it is. You can almost find it in the pond. Up to 3 where it's just everything's just going crazy and you can't discern any different species, you know. And so that's what we're doing. We're getting this ranking. And so at Hartley we have localized within the park now, and instead of these points where you stop along a road driving, there are multiple vernal pools or seasonal pools or temporary pools that dry up throughout the year, at least every other year, that people can go out and monitor. And we actually do family-friendly group hikes where we'll take people out that might not be familiar with doing a frog calling survey, where you have to do it after sunset or before sunrise. So some people aren't comfortable walking in the woods at night. So we give them an opportunity to get out there in a group setting to get that feeling of what it's like to be out there actually collecting that data. The wonderful thing about collecting data at Hartley, right now, we only have 2 or 3 species that you have to know. So of the 14, you don't have to think you have to memorize every single species.
Fantastic. And the moon's been so gorgeous that it must be almost like walking during the day.
It's been some nice weather. Yep.
So you've done this for a while now, Ryan. What are you finding as you're listening? What is your experience telling you about healthy frog populations?
Sure. So, you know, it's been fluctuating on the weather. You know, we've had some late springs the last couple of years, which have had an impact on the ponds. Are still some of them tend to be frozen when the frogs are coming by. So ponds that might have had large populations of frogs in previous years didn't have so many, and it wasn't because that the frog population itself was in jeopardy or hurting. It was the fact that as they were coming by to breed, those ponds were still frozen.
Right.
So they moved on to other ones. As far as any long-term trends, we're not seeing anything that is sticking out. And again, remember, we're just looking at Hartley Park.
Sure.
We're not seeing anything that's sticking out that is a warning sign of anything. Everything seems to be going along.
That's good. Fantastic. Yep. What are the species that if folks are listening for, they can be listening for? And of course, we'll write them down and it'll be a quick thing to go online and write leopard frog call or something, and people can find the sound if they're not familiar with it. What are the two or three species can hear in the park?
So right now when you go to the park, it's the wood frog. They're kind of the first breeders. They're kind of some of the different ponds. They're not as loud as they were, so they're starting to get towards their end of their season, but they're still out there. So you're going to hear wood frogs.
Okay.
You're going to hear spring peepers, and those are the loud, higher pitched peep, peep, peep. And when you get there at night, and it's just quiet, and it's just them going, it's pretty intense how loud they can be.
Okay.
And then you can hear some chorus frogs.
Okay.
Also. But the spring peeper and the wood frogs, if you're going to go in Hartley and check this out, those are the two to know. What we also tell people that are new to this and that are just learning how to do it, you can also take your phone or some kind of recorder, and you can record as you're listening. And with a lot of phones now, you can just email us the MP3, MP4,
fantastic, right
directly. And then you can make your what you think the calls were, but then you have experts that can help you and say, no, this was this, or this was this, or you missed that chorus frog in the background. And so it really works nice. Technology has really helped get people comfortable. And that's the other big push that I enjoy about the Hartley Frog Surveys is this public participatory action. So people getting involved that might not have necessarily gotten involved in collecting data before. And whether it's small children or adults. And that's the interesting thing and the fun thing about this Hartley monitoring project that I really enjoy.
The citizen scientist thing.
Yep.
What a cool deal. Well, this is exciting. I to find out that so far things look good, to find out that there are such things as frog apps that you can get on your phone. And we'll get a link set up so that if folks go out to Hartley and make their recordings, they can send them off to you folks. That'd be great.
That would be awesome.
All right. Thank you so much, Ryan. What a treat to have you in our studios.
Thank you very much.
Ryan Huffmeyer joined us in our studio this morning. He's the sustainability coordinator for NRRI, and he's been working out at Hartley Nature Center working on a frog calling survey out at Hartley Park.